neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
We not permitted to put the incident that took place in the history of Am Yisrael behind our back, such as Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuot. So we have Yisru Chag, or we have Shushan Purim. Now, the day after the Chagim, it's a reminder that we have to extend it, has to go on with us. So now here, we fasted yesterday. So now, as we have a halakha, that we always should remember the destruction of Beit HaMikdash at this time, such as our house has to have a reminder. So half a meter by half a meter has to be incomplete. When you walk into your house, you have to see, my house is not complete. Why? Because I don't have Beit HaMikdash. Under the chuppah, Ken Yirbu, was that the shame? Chatam breaks the glass. Why? Because to remind us that our simcha is not complete because we don't have Beit HaMikdash. So there are a few beautiful examples in Tzaddik Kedusha that we see. Moshe ben Alav Shalom, when he was asked to be appointed as a redeemer, so he brought excuse that he's not able to speak smoothly. He says to Ribono Shel Olam, Kevad pe anochi, I'm not a talker, I'm not a good talker. So the question that is asked, so how come he didn't ask Ribono Shel Olam to fix him? As Hashem said, who do you think that he heals, he gives, you know? So he should have asked Hashem, so you want me to go to Paro? So heal me so I can be able to speak the way I should in front of Paro. How come he didn't?
Because we are not the one we're doing, actually Hashem does it. So it doesn't matter what condition you have, everything goes through as long as Hashem
wants. No, but we are commanded to pray to Hashem. That's why we came to Bet Knesset, Lit Palet.
Yes, he was not talking maybe about the way of speaking. He was talking about something else. Baha'u'llah is something else.
No, that's what he meant. Kevat pe'anochi, that means I'm not a smooth talker. I won't be able, it's not the respect of the king. I will stand to him and I'm mumble. So now they explain the reason that he never asked Ribono Shel Olam to heal him, because he did not want to forget the miracle that took place when he was a baby. You remember the story about he took the crown of the Paro and then the angel came. And then the story of the coal and so on, he put the coal in his mouth.
So he knew about that miracle?
Yes, sure. Sure, sure.
He was very small, no? How old was he?
Yeah, he was a baby, but he was not, he understood, that's why he took the crown of Paro. So
called him later that what happened, yes?
Yes, yes. He never wanted to forget how Hashem saved him, because if we take the crown of the Paro, then Hasu Shalom, he would be decreed to death. So that is another example that we see. Yitzhak Avinu Alav Shalom also, in the end of his life, he was not able to see. He became blind. So that's why Esav was doing anything, you know, whatever that he wanted to do. So now, also he's asked, so we see the koach of the strength of the tefillah that he had, that in the beginning of the Parashat Toldot, him and his wife, they go on the roof, and they start praying to Ribono Shel Olam. So how come he didn't pray to Ribono Shel Olam? He would heal him, they would be able to see.
Because he didn't want to go.
Sorry? No, I mean, it's not a good feeling, Chas v'Shalom, that one is not able to see. So he would pray to Ribono Shel Olam, heal me. No. Now, this is the second example about Yitzhak Avinu. So The question is asked, how did he become blind? Right, so he became blind at the time of Hamadad itself. So what happened? So why is it called Aqidah? It's not called Shechitat Itzhak. It's called Aqidat Itzhak. So to explain, to bound. He bound him, tied him up to the mizbeach.
Like marriage.
Right, exactly. The Persian called it Ah. Right, exactly. So now, explain when the Malach announced that Avraham Avinu is not permitted to go on, so he stopped. So he noticed there is a ram that's tied up to the bush. So he went to bring the ram, and he was just about to untie Yitzchak to get him out of the Mizbeach. So he said, no, just leave me the way I am, don't untie me. Go make sure this ram is kosher for sacrifice. And when you make sure that it doesn't have any blemish and is okay to bring it like a sacrifice, so come back and untie me. So the Malachim, they heard this. They said, look at this. I mean, he should run away from the Mizbeach now. We already told him that he should stop. Here there's a korban there. So what else do you want? But he said, no. Make sure this korban is kosher to bring on the Mizbeach. And then come back on time. So the Malachim, they start crying, and the tear fell in the eyes of Yitzhak Avinu and made them blind. So he never wanted to forget this. So he wanted to remember that how...
But why should the reward be like that? If he does such a sacrifice and commitment to stay there, the reward should be...
Hazaru, beautiful question. So now just imagine that the Malachim would not cry. Or just imagine that he would pray to Ribono Shel Olam, say, you know, fill me. So what would happen to Am Yisrael? What would happen?
Esav would get the bracha,
and Yaakov was not able to pretend that he's Esav and grab the bracha. So was it good that the Malachim cried? Was it good that they it caused that Yitzhak Avinu?
Why on this high? He was crying, it's good. The ancient was crying, it's good.
Yes.
Why you making blind?
Exactly, that's the whole point. Because their cry brought such a rachamim for Am Yisrael.
Why make him blind?
That's the thing. If he would not become blind, blind, then we would not be able to have the brachot.
No,
that's the whole point. That's the whole point. Yeah,
there are many ways to make him get the
so brachot. This is the way. This is the way that happened to be. So that was the reward of Yitzhak Avinu. So now here we see that how important it is that you should never forget all these miracles that happens in our life. And we see that what we went through yesterday, we ma'aminim, benam ma'aminim, that the Yerushalayim and Beit HaMikdash Shamayim now is complete. That's what we did yesterday. And we should never forget that we have a Beit HaMikdash, we have a holy place, and it's going to be Tibaneh V'Tikoneh Bezat Hashem V'Bimhera V'Yameinu. We should put more Kavanah in the Berachot, especially that we go through three times a day, Tishkom B'Toch Yerushalayim, Etzemach David, Tibaneh V'Tikoneh Bezat Hashem V'Bimhera V'Yameinu, and Bezat Hashem V'Al, V'Yisocheh, be one-way ticket to Yerushalayim, and Beit HaMikdash, Tibaneh V'Tikoneh, Bim Halab Yamenu Amen.
Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.